Good evening, everyone. This is the PNB Elections Committee meeting for September 14th, 2010. And can you call the roll, please?
Tracy Rosenberg. She had sent in an excuse, a request for an excuse, or she had sent in a request. Dan Siegel is off the committee. Anthony Fest.
Here.
Sean Casey had sent in a request, or he can't attend. Ken Aaron, here. Fred Klunder. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Melinda Ali-Doan.
Ali-Doan, present.
Okay. Campbell Johnson. Renee Bowser.
Here.
Okay. Peter Tucker. Alex Steinberg. Russell Dale.
Here.
And Menage Saba.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 8, which gives us a quorum.
Okay, thank you.
And can we request for excused absences from Tracy and Sean.
Okay, are there any objections to excusing those two people?
No.
Okay, hearing none, they're excused. Hope everybody got the draft agenda that I sent out to the Google group. If you didn't, I'll go ahead and read it anyway for the benefit of people on the stream.
Is it different than the one that was on the PNB election committee announcement that comes?
Right, that's it.
Okay.
But I'll go ahead and read it. It's kind of brief. Call the order and roll call, which we just did. Number 2, approval of agenda, which is what we're doing now. Number 3, approval of July 22nd and August 10th meeting minutes. Take about 5 minutes for that. Number 4, report from the National Election Supervisor, current status and plans. And what we'll do, she's not going to be on the call, so we'll just review her report that she sent us by email. Report from each station area, RE elections. Parenthesis, please ask specifics on any problems or other items needing attention and what needs to be done about them for 30 minutes. New business for 30 minutes. I don't know of any, so speak up if you have something. Confirm
I
next
do.
Meeting. Okay, well, hold on just a minute. Number 7, confirm next meeting date. Tentatively Tuesday, October 12th. Number 8, review action items for 5 minutes and adjourn probably 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Was that you, Ken, that had something for new business?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I'd written it down and it disappeared on me. But I want to make a motion to suspend Tracy Rosenberg from the committee because she failed to notify us that she was a candidate and failed to recuse herself. And then I had some questions about why the proposed ballots were not sent out as we agreed in the last meeting, and this was significant because they contained erroneous data. So those are two things that I'd like in the business. The one is to suspend Tracy, and the other is to get some answers about what happened with the previewing of the ballot to the committee.
Okay, so why were the why were the ballots sent out? Oh, without being correct checked?
Last meeting, we had an action item.
Yeah.
Renee said she had sent you, Bill Crozier, a copy of the proposed ballot. And then you said, oh, haven't you made some changes? Somebody had requested that they be distributed to the members of this committee so we could review them before they were printed and distributed.
Right, I remember you had
those. You said, oh, yeah, oh, there's some changes. Well, as soon as I get that, I'll distribute it. Well, unless everybody else got it, I didn't get it. And as it occurred, when I received the ballot in the mail, it had erroneous information on it, which probably could have been corrected prior to being sent or printed. So that was an egregious error or omission. I don't know why if you approved it, what happened there, but it certainly didn't do due diligence to send it to the committee members.
Okay, well,
that's
we can discuss that.
Question.
We can discuss that in our new business.
First new business or on the agenda is we'd really like to suspend Tracy Rosenberg from this committee because of the real or apparent conflict of interest in that she's a candidate in the KPFA LSB election.
Well,
and she didn't notify us?
If you wanted, I don't think that's a problem being on the committee.
I think the body has the right to do that.
Okay, well, we can put it on the agenda, but I don't think there's any rules
when we get to it,
let's do that. Okay.
I just want to put it on the agenda.
Okay. Any other changes to the agenda, anyone?
This is Russell.
Yeah, Russell.
I was thinking, I have a motion that I'd like to suggest that relates to the booklets.
Okay. Put it under new business?
Okay, can we put it as an item right after we talk about the booklets?
Okay, under how about after the National Election Supervisor report?
I thought she was
writing,
I thought she wasn't going to be on the meeting today.
She's not, but she did send us a brief written report, and that's in there.
I see. Okay. So, okay, that sounds great.
Okay, so you have a motion, or just what did you want?
A motion.
Motion about the booklets?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we'll put that after number four. Any other changes to the agenda, anybody?
No. At number four, or did you mean number three?
Well, number four was a report from the National Election Supervisor.
Okay, I'm looking at the wrong agenda, I guess.
Okay. It's the one that was sent out automatically. That should have gotten it this morning.
Yeah, number four is a report from the National Election Supervisor.
Which is right after approval of the meeting minutes.
So when are we adding Russell's motion?
I guess it's after number four.
Excuse me?
Yes.
This is Renee Biles. I just want to let you know I'm going to put you on hold. I just found out that Ambrose Eiling Sr.'s wife said he may not make it through the night, so I just want to make a call a couple people.
Oh, who is that? I'm sorry?
Ambrose Eiling Sr.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
Show We Ourselves on WPFW for many years.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was on the, I think, Pacifica National Board for a while.
Right.
Okay. I'm just going to put you on hold.
Okay. Thank you, Renee. And I forgot to ask, were there any objections to those additions to the agenda? Hearing none, then we'll add those.
Okay.
I would also like to add the motion that I would like to have it so that we would adopt number two of the Code of Conduct as an expectation with future elections.
Okay, you want to put that under new business?
Yes.
Okay, add number two of Code of Conduct.
For that matter, just say, you know, that it's understood that the candidates would meet the guidelines established by the Code of Conduct themselves, because every one of them should apply.
Okay, well, I'll add it to the agenda then. If any objections to adding that under new business?
Okay.
Hearing none, add that. Any other changes to the agenda?
Okay, so Bill, just for
yes.
clarity's sake in the minutes, where did you add Russell's motion?
After report from National Election Supervisor.
So it's just
number four on my agenda.
Or A or what?
Well, I guess we'd renumber them. So
okay,
it'd be,
five.
It could be four and a half.
No, we can't do that. Five.
Or four, I bet 4A. Yeah, 4A is fine.
4A?
Right, because I guess it relates to one of the items on the NES report.
That's correct.
Okay, and then under new business, we have Ken's the motion about Tracy, 4A, 4B. Why don't we balance that out before? Well, 4A would be motion to suspend about Tracy, 4B, why were ballots not sent out before being checked?
I'm sorry, is this going to be new business or under right after Russell?
Oh, this would be under new business.
Okay, so that's six.
6A, and then 6B, and then 6C would be Melinda's item.
Okay, I got you now.
Okay, so that okay with everybody? No objections? Okay, so I guess we can go on to the meeting minutes. Ken sent us on August 25th, the July 22nd minutes, I believe it was the second time, and also the August 10th minutes. So, July 22nd minutes, we had a reviewed last meeting, right, Ken? But then there were some corrections, I believe?
You know, I don't know. I don't remember. I write things down. I don't remember.
Okay. We approve the July 22nd minutes that he sent out on August 25th. You can make that motion if you want, Ken.
We didn't make a motion to approve the agenda, did we?
Oh, you're right. Oh, well, I think I asked if there were any objections, but let me think. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, then it's approved. Okay. So
now, I make a motion that we accept the minutes as distributed for August, July 22nd and August 10th, with the corrections as noted.
Ken, can you speak up? It's hard to hear you.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for July 22nd and August 10th as distributed with the corrections requested.
Did you get my email about the correct spelling of Renee Asteria's last name?
Yeah.
Okay. So, are there any objections to approving the minutes as corrected? Okay, hearing none, then they're approved. Thank you. Okay. I'm writing myself a little note here. Okay. Okay, the next item is the report from the National Election Supervisor. If you didn't get my email today, she said she had a conflict and wasn't able to come tonight, and I had neglected to remind her about the meeting until last night, so I apologize for that.
Who's
but she did send a Renee Asteria, our National Election Supervisor. But she did send a brief report, because I told her a few things that I knew people were interested in, and so I'll just read that.
Is this on email? Do we have
I emailed it to our Google group about 2 hours ago, two and a half hours ago. So it should have gotten to all of you plus all the public people on that list. Let me see. What was that, Manishay?
Yes. About what you were just saying about Renee.
What about Renee?
I was wondering, because the meeting was announced last time, and isn't Renee supposed to report to this committee and should know about that this committee is going to meet, that she has to be reminded, and because you didn't remind her that she cannot be at this committee meeting?
Well, I don't know. She just said she didn't know about the meeting, so... and.
I did tell her
we had decided at the last meeting, but I don't know if she might not have been on through the end of the meeting when we confirmed the meeting date. I don't remember.
I appreciate the fact that you are taking responsibility for not having told her the night, but I think she should be here all the time to see what's going on, what decisions are being made, and have input so we can, and then she should know that. And I think it's hard for me to accept that excuse from her that she was not told and reminded of. This is an important committee. This is part of her work, to be reporting to this committee. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Sorry. But I'll try better, though, to remind her, and then we won't have to worry about it. She has, I'm not trying to make excuses, but I know she has lots of other things to deal with all the different elections going on. So I don't know, and I hadn't communicated with her lately about this. Okay, so let me go ahead and read the report, if that's okay with everybody, and then we can, after get through, then you can have questions, and then after that we can get to Russell's motion.
Excuse me, Bill, is her report in something you may have sent today?
Yes, I sent it about 2.5 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
To the Google list. It should have on square brackets PNB elections :706.
Okay.
Report from Pacifica NES.
But it won't be in if I just, because I see that email in my regular email box, but I have to go on the Google list to actually get the report.
No, you shouldn't have to do that.
It's here.
She sent it as an attachment, and I copied the contents of the attachment and just pasted it into the email.
It's pretty short, yeah.
Right. Okay,
go ahead.
All right, National Election Report, Tuesday, September 14th, 2010. Number one, Quorum Report, KPFA, 1,600 plus ballots. I assume this means the ones that have already been collected. KPFK, 400 plus ballots, parenthesis 1/5 of quorum. KPFT, 200 plus ballots. WBAI, 500 plus ballots. WPFW, 200 plus ballots.
And these have come back in.
Beg your pardon?
These are the votes that have come back in.
That's what I assume.
Okay.
Because I know they're picking them up every week, or perhaps more often than once a week at each station. The LESs are doing that. Okay, then, and also staff ballot numbers very low across all stations. Number two, outreach strategy to increase voter turnout. A, across all stations, in-person forums and on-air forums, live reads, carts. B, WPFW Special Focus, KPFA Election Committee is helping to make phone calls to random selection of members at WPFW. WPFW LES is coordinating live reads and discussions with programmers regarding the importance of voting. C, email newsletter being sent out by National Election Supervisor to email lists of all five stations. Okay, number three, booklets should arrive by the end of this week. Four, only a dozen unopened ballots have been received, parenthesis returned to KPFA PO box and secured following the same protocol for securing returned ballots, close parenthesis. This indicates we have a good list. Number five, ballot reissuing has commenced at all stations and is minimal, parenthesis a few dozen requests at KPFA, WBAI, and fewer requests at KPFK, KPFT, WPFW. Seems as if we have relatively accurate lists this year. And again, I'm just reading the report. Number six, a few duplicates, parenthesis, staff overlapping with listener ballots, listeners getting two ballots, close parenthesis. I will revise the master list to capture these errors to reduce error rate even more prior to the ballot count. Number seven, on-air forums are being archived on the website. Number eight, a section simplifying the STV process is in the works. Number nine, call for your help with regard to helping publicize your local station board election to encourage voting. Please coordinate making outreach calls with your local election supervisor, especially WPFW. Okay, so that was Renee's, Renee Asteria's list, or report. I'll just make one comment. I got this just a little before the meeting this evening, the mass email that she was talking about reminding people to vote. I got it one from KPFT, and I got five of them from Pacifica Foundation. I don't know if that's just because I'm elections committee and she copied me on all the others that each other station got, but it's the same message. And that was just, I got that at about just a little over an hour ago. So any comments or questions, anybody? And Ken, can you be sure to make a note of questions that we want Renee to answer?
Anthony here. I'm puzzled by number eight. What does she mean by a section simplifying the STV process? What does that mean?
Who is that?
That's Anthony.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did you mean
the one above that she was mentioning website, so maybe it's a section of the website.
Hmm.
Maybe an explanation, I don't know. So we need a clarification number eight.
I have a comment, Ken. Can I make a comment?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Ken.
I'm very concerned about this continued prejudice towards cyber contacts. We have a very limited collection of email addresses of our membership, and favoring those people who can be communicated to in that fashion is prejudicial. It's also prejudicial to make even random phone calls because of when the call is going to be made. It's going to favor some constituency. If they're made at night, it's going to discriminate against people who work at night, or people who don't have phones, or people who you don't have the phone numbers for. I'm sure I don't imagine that that's that reliable a thing. And I understand that they're coping and they want to do a random selection and try to be as fair as they can. But the most appropriate method to get people to vote is by announcements on air. We have a radio station, and supposedly we're trying to communicate to our listeners and listener sponsors. It is a burden because only 10% of the listeners subscribe, so the other 90% are listening to something they're not interested in. But these are things which we were aware of, and we tried to alert the NES to previously that there would be quorum problems. But I'm just concerned that we're continuing to favor technically more proficient people in our solicitation of votes. And I am an IT professional. So, I mean, I have, you know, I'm in that group, but it's discriminatory.
Okay. Write that down on the list of questions or issues, I guess. When we get to the status of each station, which is number five on the agenda, that I hope I'll hear from each station how the carts are, how the announcements are working. That kind of relates to what you're talking about, Ken.
Okay.
Okay, other
and
questions?
I'm also concerned it's just going to lead to lawsuits, you know.
Okay. Other questions or comments from anybody about the NES report?
Anthony, again, does anyone know why it took so long to get the booklets out?
I know it. One or two stations, this is like 2 or 3 weeks ago, they were, maybe 3 weeks ago, they had not sent in the money to pay for the printing.
Mm.
The Renee and, I guess it was Renee, I don't know, asked, well, and Arlene asked the GMs of each station to send some additional money to pay for printing the extra, the booklets, because they didn't really have the cash in the national office, because so many of the stations have not been, you know, sending in their central services fees. And so some of them did it right away, and I heard that I think at least WPFW, maybe another one. This was about a week after the, you know, after the ballots were sent out. They had still not done it. But I thought that was done right after that, and I don't know.
This
I don't know why I would have
pulled
up the other ones.
Back.
Okay. So does that answer your question, Anthony? I guess I don't really know, but...
Yeah, I could think. I should check with Renee.
Yeah. Well, if Ken can put that to the list of questions for her, then
yeah.
Maybe she would probably all like to know.
May I get on the stack?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Renee. Sorry.
When did the ballots get mailed to WPFW? Because I mean, not the ballots. I got my ballot, but I haven't gotten the candidate statement. I mean,
I don't think any of us have. In the report that Renee Asteria sent this afternoon, she said that we should all get them by the end of the week.
Okay, yeah, because I really, you know, even my general counsel asked me, Renee, do you know these people? Please tell me something about them.
Right.
So, and one other person, two other people have called me about that. So it's really, I'm just giving you a real life experience of... You know, the fact that people don't have that information, they're somewhat in the dark. And I know my general counsel probably can go online because I told him that they're online, but, you know, he's busy all day. So
right.
It's really, and I don't know whether he has a computer at home. I suspect he does, but, you know, I'm just giving a real life experience, you know, not having those booklets.
Right. Well, I told her that that was one of the questions everybody had, so I'm glad she put that in the report, but she didn't say why. So I don't know. hope that answers the question for now. If we don't hear them by the end of the week, I guess we'll have to really start asking a lot.
Well, I have another question regarding the report.
Okay, Ken. Yeah.
Which is an omission. It's not in the report. There are, as I understand it, and this could be verified from people from WPFW, there are only 10 candidates for 9 seats. And someone there had made a proposal that if one of the candidates would step down, there'd be no need to have an election. Because at this point, you're just electing to unelect one person. So going through the trouble and expense of reaching quorum to unelect one person is... an exercise in being pedantic and bureaucratic. Now, it is a violation of the bylaws, but there's nothing wrong with a motion being presented to the PNB that in this case, an election isn't required. There's only, if let's say there were only 9 candidates for the 9 seats, and especially in a case like WPFW and no money, that they just be seated. This is not addressed by the NES. In her report, and I don't know. I have seen that email. I don't know if it was ever presented to the election committee. I think it was. And the other issue was, okay, that's all. That was it.
I remember hearing that concern or suggestion raised a while back, but unless one of the candidates wants to drop out, you know, it's kind of hard to to say which one should drop out so they don't have to have an election. So I don't know. I don't
and
know if anybody
write-ins?
Asked them. That's a good point.
What's that?
So, yeah,
there's a write-in?
Well, you could have write-ins, I guess. But I don't know. I know the getting quorum at WPFW and at KPFT has been a problem repeatedly. So
at KPFT?
KPFT's had trouble getting quorum at some of the elections also. Yeah, sometimes we've just barely gotten quorum, and even after extending time. We didn't have that problem last year, but I don't believe, but we've had it in the past. Okay, so so the question, Ken, was what to do about it?
Why not make the exception and accept that suggestion of seeing if somebody would volunteer not to run?
Okay, well, you can put that on as a question for an A.
Because
I know it's been asked before. I don't know what the answer was. I just saw the question.
Well, I mean, I know the answer, but it requires, I would say, if approved as an exception by PNB.
Okay.
That's the only
right.
thing I have on the report.
Okay. Bear in mind, the PNB, the next at least public meeting scheduled is October 1st through 3rd, the in-person one in New York, so it's not very likely the PNB is going to act on anything until then.
An emergency meeting could have been called, but the point was...
Yeah.
I'm being retarded.
Well, if somebody dropped out, then I guess they might still make that decision, but unless... Like Wesley was saying, unless they want to make sure they can have write-ins. But I don't know if that's been raised or not.
Okay.
Okay. We'll put it on the question list.
I got it.
And by the way, I was taking a little brief notes, too. What was that the second question you had, Anthony? I forgot. Did we answer that?
Why it took so long to get the booklets out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right.
Right.
Okay. Other questions? Okay.
Well, I mean, I do have a question. I don't know if it's a little bit impolite. What's the added cost from the at KPFAK? We had a the LES quit, so he's being replaced by Les Radke. I wanted to know if there was an added cost due to that. So that's.
I don't know. I assume not, but I assume that the salary that. Your previous LES was being paid will now go to Les Radke, but I don't know.
May I ask a question on that or get on the stack?
Yeah, go ahead, Renee.
I'm just wondering why they hired him back with the track record that he had last year. We had a horrible time with him last year at WPFW, and I'm just kind of very surprised.
Okay, well, bear in mind, again, this is a public... phone call or this is being streamed and everything too, but I don't know.
I mean,
why they picked him. He had experience, I guess, and he's from Los Angeles, and he's not staff. So, but I don't know. I only knew that he was hired after it was already that already happened.
Well, I mean, we've talked about
a few days ago.
Problems at WPFW. I mean, last year, and that's you know, I don't think. I should have to bite my tongue with regard to what problems we experienced. I was a candidate last year, and it was horrible. You know, in the last thing, I know that Campbell's mentioned that one of our regular candidates in the booklet, announcement on the air, and then was pitched as a saying that he was a write-in. I mean, just ridiculous stuff like that, and I'm just really, I just can't believe it.
Okay, well, I don't know if any of that was really the fault of Les Radke or not. I know...
They were at PFW counting the votes.
Okay. All right, well, I don't know.
And fulfilled everything to be on the ballot.
Do you want Ken to put that on the list of questions to ask Renee, or...
And he was indeed on the ballot. but then he became a write-in mysterious. I'm just saying that just to give you an example of the just bizarre things that happened to us.
Okay, and you never got a
the question.
Answer on why that happened?
No.
Okay. I don't know, but...
For KPFK.
What was that, Ken?
Why did they hire Les Radke for KPFK?
Okay. And let's see. Other questions, anybody, or comments?
Do
you want to send to Renee? Go ahead. Did I hear Russell?
Yeah. Hold on one second. I'm just trying to put my thoughts here together. I want to ask concerning Bernard White and how he was treated after being told that he would be allowed to attend the debate, the on-air debate last night.
What was that?
Bernard White was told that he would, by Renee...
He couldn't go to the station because he was banned from the station, something like that?
Well, let me try to say it. Bernard White was told by Renee Asteria in writing that he would definitely be allowed to participate at the station, that he would be treated like any other candidate, and he asked about it, I believe, more than once. And Renee definitely wrote to him that definitely you'll be treated equally and you will be allowed in the station. And then right before he left, he was about to leave his house yesterday to go from Brooklyn into Manhattan, he got an email. He happened to be in front of the computer. He gets an email saying, you're not going to be allowed in the station.
What
you have
the
to
email?
Do the debate from home. And, it seems like a pretty shocking...
Okay, so the question for Renee is, why was he not allowed into the...
Can I make a comment?
We don't need to speculate. I mean, I think I know the answer, but we don't...
I don't see what Renee knows about that.
Let's ask Renee, and she can respond, I guess.
Maybe I asked the question, another question added to that. How did Renee come to tell him that? Did she have collected enough information, or she just said it on her own without knowing what type of situation he was there? I think it's very unfair to treat somebody like that.
Well, let me just mention we had a case in at KPFT a few years ago where a candidate was banned from the station during the elections because of, I'll just say, some actions from him during right before an on-air forum. And so he was not able to go to the station anymore after that and participate in on-air events. And I don't think he was also allowed to attend forums off of the... away from the station too. I forget about that.
Well, Bill,
but I don't know in this specific case why Renee told him yes that he could, and then he found out that no he couldn't. So I don't know. I presume there's.
Bill,
she'll have to tell us.
Getting her information though, it just sounds troubling to me. I don't.
Okay, was that who was asking? Russell.
Yeah, it wasn't Renee. I'm sorry if I said Renee. I meant Nicole. Nicole Justice Hilton, the LES.
Oh,
she wrote
okay.
A letter to Bernard saying, and this is, I'm quoting from the letter, I have received the official ruling regarding your status, and it has been decided that although you were banned from the station, Bernard White, and although you were banned from the station, quote, Bernard White, like any other candidate, needs to be given access to WBAI to record his candidate statement and to participate in on-air forums, as per the NES. Please forward me your availability so I will be able to coordinate it with management, the engineers, as well as security, if need be. Thank you, Nicole Justice Hilton. That's directly from the letter that Nicole wrote to Bernard.
So what
so
you're saying,
that I have received.
What's your question for who?
But there is, Russell, there is, you read in that letter something that is not clear. For example, was Bernard allowed before this last night's on-air debate, was he allowed to make his card for his statement? Because the cards have been running constantly. Was he allowed to do that?
That's a good question. Let me try to find out.
Because this is becoming more and more complicated than it seems.
Well, just why don't you, Ken, just put it on the list and ask Renee for a response, and then she can.
Okay, great.
Okay. Any other questions? I think we're about out of time for this this particular item.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead, Wesley.
Yeah. There's been a recent revision of the Fair Campaign provisions. A three strikes rule, I think, for programmers who make statements concerning, who they think should be on the board and who they think should not be on the board. And I was wanting clarification. This three strikes rule, was it three times an hour, three times a show, three times per person? You know, I don't understand the three times thing. So that's try to condense that into a sentence. And that's what I want to ask her. I'm going to send y'all a clip where the manager and a programmer talk about the commies and the jihadists who want to take the music off the air on the weekends. So that'll be coming shortly. But that's my question. What does that mean, the three strikes rule? Three strikes per... I don't know.
Okay, got it.
All right.
May I ask a question? Is he talking about if you're a candidate and you appear on a show?
No. No, I'm talking about programmers who, I'll send the email just shortly here within the next 5 minutes.
We'll make sure the question, Ken, is that it's about programmers, not about
candidates.
I got it. I think the three strikes rule applies to candidates, but... I think they get disqualified completely if there's three violations of fair campaign provisions.
If the question stands as asked.
Right, yeah.
I'm just trying to clarify, what was he asking about? That's all I'm asking.
Well, if it only applies to candidates, is there another question you have, Wesley, about programmers?
No, just
in terms of what the sanctions are?
Yeah, the standards applied to the programmers.
So you want to know what the sanction are if they
say
something about a candidate?
As soon as I send this email out, you'll have better understanding. Okay.
I mean, I think I know what you're talking about. I think you want to know what's supposed to happen if a programmer makes a comment about a candidate. Is that correct? Okay.
Oh, if ever making a comment about a candidate. Oh, I didn't understand what he was asking. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Yeah, because that happened. I know that happened on KPFT.
Hey, this is Ken.
At least once so far.
Move the agenda.
Okay. Big one?
Move the agenda.
Yeah, okay. Well, any other questions or comments for Renee Steria about the NES report?
Get to Russell's motion.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Russell, you want to go ahead and present your motion now?
Well, I wanted to present the motion to extend the balloting period.
That's not on the agenda.
Yeah, but I think that's the same point that I want to make. So
go ahead. Russell has the floor.
Well, let's let Russell present a motion, and then they can discuss.
No, can I defer to Renee, because she's actually has this motion, I think.
So you want Renee to motivate the motion?
Yeah, I just put it on the ballot.
It's along the lines of what I talked about. Those examples, two examples. That I gave you of one, my general counsel right here at the union, saying, you know, do you know anything about these candidates, Renee? I don't have any information on them. And that's why I wanted to make this motion to extend the balloting period.
extend the election to 30 days after receiving the ballots?
Well, they got the ballots, but they didn't have the booklet.
I'm sorry, 30 days after receipt of the booklet.
So,
Why don't you phrase it as a motion?
Okay, what I'm recommending as a motion is that we extend the time because there has to be 45 days that must be allowed between the mailing of the ballot and the ballot return. And if we don't have the booklets, people can't responsibly fill out their ballot. So I think it's going to have to...
Whereas the booklets were delivered...
5 days from the date that the booklets are mailed.
Okay.
From the mailing of the booklet. So in other words, if I don't get my booklet till... today is the 14th and it's not there. If it doesn't get there to the 18th, I think we need to have some leeway in time.
Yeah, but why don't you make a motion?
Okay, you want me to read the motion?
Yeah, make a motion.
Okay, I move that we extend the election 45 days, extend the return date of the ballots for the election 45 days from the mailing of the booklet.
Of the booklet?
Right, because people don't have, as I gave my example of my general counsel, you don't know who's running. It's just a name without the information.
Okay.
Okay, so that means if the booklets were mailed at the beginning of this week, 45 days from then or whatever date it was?
Correct.
Extend the election to 45 days from the date of the mailing of the booklet.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, discussion?
This is Russell for the staff.
Yeah, Russell?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Pacifica bylaws require that candidate statements get mailed with the ballots. It says along with the ballots, and that the ballots should be mailed on August 15th. You know, you all know the bylaws, I'm sure. Article 4, Section 5. And it sets a 45-day period. So I really think that that's a Renee's... motion is very strong, and the committee has twice ruled that Renee should send those booklets with the ballots.
Exactly.
And the first time, we heard, we ruled it, she just said, well, no, we decided not to do it. We're not going to do it. And now, again, moved that she should do it, and then she just didn't do it. So I really think we have to take some sort of stand and do the right thing by the bylaws and for the listeners. This is not right.
And if I can speak on the motion again, I think that's why there's a delay, because now what I did was I brought in my ballot to try to... and I've already talked to someone over the phone who didn't know who the people were. And so that's, unfortunately, I've gotten at least three calls. And I think that's what's slowing down the return, because people don't have the information. When you have the booklet right there, you can complete it, get it done, and get it out.